Out of the Dark Ministries, the City of Jonesboro, the Craighead County Community Foundation, and Elks USA are bringing in a national speaker to Jonesboro to talk to kids about the dangers of prescription drug abuse. Craighead County has one of the highest rates in Arkansas of prescription drug abuse, especially among children. Milton Crea, also known as Big Milt, will be talking about the issue to area schools as he'll make 11 stops in 3 days starting today. Milton says that the problem about prescription drug abuse is nationwide.
I wish it were just a problem in your community. I wish it were. Because if it were just a problem there, we could all focus on helping you guys and be done with it. But it's probably one of the biggest growth areas of drugs in the country right now, our prescription drugs. And part of the problem, the reason it's such a big problem, I think, is because there are so many kids who believe that because they're prescription drugs, in their mind, they want to separate that from, quote-unquote, illegal drugs and think that they're safer. How come? Because they're FDA-approved. But they're FDA-approved for certain things. They're not FDA-approved for general usage.
And Crea has a heart condition and has to take warfarin as a blood thinner to prevent blood clots. He tells students the blood thinner that he takes was originally used as rat poison. He says that's one example of why prescription drug abuse can be so serious.
So that's one of the examples I use for kids to let them know prescription drugs are very, very dangerous. And so just because their grandpa has some oxycodone that they gave him after an operation doesn't mean that oxycodone is okay for you to use. But unfortunately, people think that because it's prescribed by a doctor, that makes it safe. But it's prescribed by a doctor only for certain things. And right now, doctors make much less money today than they did 15 years ago. How come? Because of malpractice insurance. Because if doctors recommend the wrong drugs to people at the wrong time, it can cost them their lives, and they have a heck of a suit on their hands. And so we have to talk to kids about stuff in a little common sense way so that they get it.
And he says the ease of access to prescription drugs is another major issue.
When we have kids who think that it's so easy to get the prescription drugs, because often they'll just go in the bathroom at mom and dad's house or at grandma and grandpa's house, and they'll go into the medicine cabinet and we just take stuff, and they aren't even smart enough to then go online and see what the stuff is. They'll just take stuff and they'll have parties, what they sometimes call pharmacy parties sometimes, where they'll all bring stuff out of somebody's medicine cabinet, dump it in a bowl, and people come by and just take 2 or 3 pills and just take them. They don't know what pills are interacting with each other. Then if you put alcohol on top of it, what pill is interacting with the alcohol, and that kind of thing. And it's just a heck of a problem.
And he tells what adults should do.
And I think the solution to it, honestly, with that one, is not so much about the kids, but about the adults around who leave pills around. Because, you know, the pharmacist will tell you, and your doctor will tell you, that when you stop taking these pills, if there are any left, dispose of them. Now, what do most people do? They see the value in that pill and say, well, I may have pain, you know, in a month. And won't want to go to the doctor, so I already have a pain pill, so I'll keep it. And me, I knew I just don't usually have pain, so I got rid of it. I threw it away. But I think, unfortunately, we have a lot of people who won't throw it away. They'll keep it, and the kids will find it, or sometimes the spouse will find it and use it without having been told to use it by a doctor, and that's part of our prescription problem. That it's just too readily available.
And that's Crea making reference to recent medication he had to have after a surgical procedure. Crea has been speaking to kids for over 25 years on different topics, such as prescription drug abuse, alcohol, bullying, and other issues. He tells how he'll make the presentations to the kids today.
When I talk to kids, and this is one of the reasons why I think I've been successful doing this over the years, is that I don't just come in and talk to kids about the same stuff they've heard a million times. Like, often when you talk Alcohol Awareness Month in April, people come in and talk about drunk driving crashes. Folks, sometimes state police will put a car that's been destroyed in a drunk driving crash in front of the school for the kids to see. And don't get me wrong, that does have an impact. But when I go and talk to kids about drinking, I don't talk a lot about drunk driving crashes. One, they've heard it before. Two, they think they have a solution for that. How come? Because the alcohol industry gave it to them. They put it on, it's a tagline on the end of beer commercials. Friends don't let friends drive drunk, okay? And I think that's the solution. But what I talk about is I tell kids, you know what? In the United States, we have one of the highest divorce rates in the world. And in almost every state in America, drinking and drugs are amongst the top causes of divorce in America. And then I asked the kids, how many of you have someone in your family who's already gotten a divorce, and you know the main reason that family got a divorce was because of somebody's drinking? Universally around our country, when I ask that question, I'll get 60% of the kids in the room will raise their hand and say someone in their family got divorced because of drinking. Okay? And you know what? Again, what I've done is I've drawn a picture for them because they start picturing that aunt or that uncle or that mom or that dad, and it makes much more of a take on them psychologically than me talking about a drunk driving crash, because they've seen it in action in the family.
And it's Milton Crea. The theme for this week's visit is Everyday Heroes, as he encourages students to take the steps every day to be an everyday hero in the region. Crea will be in Jonesboro today through Wednesday, speaking at area schools. Community meetings will take place tonight at 6 at the Parker Park Community Center and tomorrow night at 6 at the Nettleton Performing Arts Center in Jonesboro. All of those will be free.